Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Okay, so this week I went down to the Miami International Boat Show. It's going on this weekend as well. And there are some diving elements down there on display in Miami. And, you know, so we're split. We have people up in Chicago at Our World Underwater. We got folks down at the Miami Boat Show. So we're kind of covering both elements, both events this weekend.
I consider us halfway in between the two. Even though we're only a couple of hundred miles away from Miami,
yeah,
but and we are almost 1,000 miles away from Chicago, I still consider ourselves halfway because it's a little cool-ish.
It is. We got a cold front coming in to Orlando tonight, and it's supposed to be down in the 30s, which, yeah. Oh my God, that is scary. That's like the end of the world.
I'll have to wear socks.
Like, come on, where's the global warming when you need it? You know, but regardless, I kind of like where we're situated. Yeah. But Miami was pretty happening. Neil Watson, hardest working man in the dive industry, is actually down there this weekend, representing the Bimini Bay Dive Resort operation, I believe. Right, Neil? Is that the deal?
Bimini fan. Bimini fan, young man.
Bimini. Oh, I did it,
Neil,
didn't I?
Neil Watson, Bimini Scuba Center and Bimini Sands in South Bimini, Bahamas.
Yes.
Is Bimini, what I'm representing.
And Bimini I'm Sands.
A bunch of Bimini Sands.
Yeah,
Bimini,
yeah.
Bimini.com. And yeah. I'm standing right behind this rocket ship thing that goes in the water and the wheels retract. I think I saw you sitting on this thing in a picture a day or so ago.
That's right.
It was there, right next to that.
Their booth, yeah, is right next to the, yeah, quad, yeah, ski, which is a, it's kind of, yeah, like a wave runner where you press a button and wheels pop out like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The only thing it doesn't do is fly. And I thought it was the coolest thing you could do. We take it over the Bahamas, take it over there to the Bimini Sands, cruise out there, and, you know, have some fun diving with Neil's dive operation and stuff. And Captain Patrick from our World of Boating show, he did not like it. He didn't. I didn't find a lot of fans for it. I was like, come on, guys. This, yeah, is so James Bond. It. They just didn't dig it. But it looks kind of cool, now, doesn't it? Come on.
It is. It's very cool. You know, you're talking about Chicago and it being cold here. Well, right now, it's roughly 50 degrees warmer than it is in Chicago. So,
this is true.
So normally, I'm in Chicago, but I got some people up there repping me. So I was torn between 3 degrees wind chill or 75 degrees Miami Beach. So, you know.
That decision must have taken you,
yeah,
hundreds of seconds.
Hundreds, I'm telling you. You know, the only downside is that's even slightly chilly for Miami. So there might be less thongs on display at the Miami Beach Boat Show this weekend. Is that true, Neil?
So far, that's not the case, my friend.
Okay. All right. They're troopers. God bless them for it, too. All right. So the Bimini, yeah, Bimini Sands resort there, Neil Jr., is he over there this weekend doing some diving? Well, on the
Actually, the last 2 days, we had a film crew over there. We were doing the hammerheads right out in front of the hotel. We got 4 or 5 hammerheads both days. And as I mentioned to you a few days ago, I found this blue hole that I used to dive in just 30 years ago, and nobody had been able to find it. Our buddy Walt DeMartini tracked down some guy that had the numbers on it. We went out a week or so ago and dropped right on it. I packed my horse collar BC and my Hawaiian backpack, because you got to kind of take the tank off and slide it in to get inside of this blue hole. So that's top on my list when I get back over there.
Well, I'm hip. Now, yeah, explain this. Paint that picture even a little bit more. You said that, was it Jacques Cousteau that originally found this site in Bimini? Is that what the deal was there, Neil, or what?
Yeah, Jacques Cousteau was over there in the early days when I was first there, and they were anchored down off South Cat Cay, and I don't know whether it was either boiling or they smelled the artesian. You know, sometimes they have artesian wells associated with them.
Right.
But he found this thing, and I got the lineups from one of the crew, and used to dive it years ago. And, of course, everybody's been looking for this thing. And normally, a blue hole, ocean or inland, it's relatively easy to find because it's just a great big round hole either in the ocean or the land, you know, in a big dark spot, you know, where you have the depth of the blue hole. The thing is, this one, it's just a mound with the entrance into the side, so you could be anchored on the top of it. You would never know you were there.
Huh. So it's a blue hole that basically... Yeah, a blue hole is like what they think is... It's kind of like the top of a cave that caved in, and then it creates this round, singular, you know, severe... Yeah. Cylinder type of dive site.
You know, I mean, it's pretty cool. It just, you know, I mean, you have the Great Bahama Bank that's just thousands of square miles. And obviously the Bahama Bank was like a continent at one point in time, because you go into these blue holes, and at 130 or 40 feet, you know, there's stalactites and stalagmites, which is, you know, that was created by dripping.
Right.
So at one point in time, you know, the sea level was a couple hundred feet lower, so the continental shelf, you know, the Bahama Bank was like California, you know, with cliffs and stuff. So, you know, it's really cool stuff, and I haven't done this thing in over 30 years, so... I'm really excited. I just got some really nice lights, and my trip over, probably going to go this next week and check it out and see what's in there. Because first time I went in it, I took my tank off, slid in there, turned the light on, and happened to be sharing the thing with a bull shark, and we were both trying to get out this tiny little opening, and it scared the crap out of me. So I'm going to kind of...
It's like, hey, that artesian well, that sulfur smell wasn't exactly from the spring water boiling up out of there.
Yes.
That was Neil in the bowl.
Exactly.
That's crazy. So it's only like a 2-foot diameter hole. So this obviously is not going to be a typical dive, but it could definitely end up being something that, you know, TV crews or someone want to go to explore.
What I'll do is I'll hook up a couple of regulators, you know, with like a 50-foot hose between the first and second stage. Just take the tank down and lay it, you know, at the entrance of the hole. People can just take a weight belt, a mask, and go in and check it out. You know, they're not going to be able to go that deep, but I don't want to go in that deep in blue hole anyhow, unless you're terrified. But it's a funky... funky little dive, and it's a great blow-off dive because it's right down near the Victory Reef, which was one of the best, you know, dive sites that we have in the Bahamas. So, you know, we'll come in and do that, and then go in and do the stingrays in Honeymoon Harbor. Great, like a great day trip.
Yeah, well, that sounds like an amazing thing to see. And when you slip in there, too, is it all dark like a cave, or is there light penetrating through the top of the reef, too, or what do you remember from 30 years ago?
It's only in 15 feet of water, so there's a lot of light, but the only light is just out that little, like, 2.5-foot entrance in the side of the thing. So there's not a lot of light at that.
But when you get in there, the diameter of the space is how wide across, you figure?
It's, as best I remember, it's about 60 feet across. I mean, it's a big blue hole, and then it goes down, and as best I remember, it splits into two shafts, and... Where it goes from there, I'm not sure. I'll have to give you a report back on that.
Yeah.
The problem with all distances is that Neil has spent his entire career measuring them 6 inches at a time, so it's hard to get an accurate measure underwater.
Well,
whatever works, my friend.
That's right. That's right. Spoken like a true dive god, for sure. Well, yeah, it sounds amazing. And that's just one of the... many sites, like you mentioned, the stingrays, that's a nice little thing. And that's in shallow water. That's like a mini Stingray City you have over there in Bimini, right?
Yeah. You're deep. We take squid out there and hand feed them, and I mean they're all over. You're just like Cayman, just not as many, of course, and it's not as commercial.
Right.
It takes like 15 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes to get them, to get a half a dozen or so of them in, because it's not, you know, commercialized like Cayman, but it's a great fun spot. And we'll go out and do the deeper dives off Victories and then come in there and, you know, take lunches and go out on the beach and hang with the stingrays and stuff.
Nice.
It's a great little area. It's a protected cove that sailboats been anchoring in, you know, for years.
Got it. And it's BiminiSands.com, I believe, right, Neil? Or NeilWatson.com, either one? That's it.
Either one will do it.
Either one will work. All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard and a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We're twisted up inside. Don't come up till you fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is Pup Morse, the scuba cowboy. He is there in Chicago at Our World Underwater, literally performing that song and many others from his latest CD for all the Chicagoland divers. He is on the phone in between sets as we speak on Scuba Radio. How are you, Pup? How things?
I'm absolutely fantastic.
Good, good. How are things up there in Chicago? I know they're cold. But are you distracting them enough to...
It was a little bit cold this morning, but other than that, it's wonderful.
Yeah, this is Papa lives in Colorado. You know, this is probably pretty standard in 9 months out of the year for Pop.
Well, true. And he travels...
No, that's actually not true, but we don't want to put that on the air because then people will want to move to Colorado because it doesn't get that cold out there.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's more in a, in a temperate type climate there in Colorado, in the in between the mountains.
Along the Front Range, it doesn't get, I mean, I'm even at 7,000 feet, but we don't get tons of snow, and it doesn't stay cold very long. That's
right.
The thing. We get a lot of sunshine out there.
So. Okay. All right. So you're saying you want people to come to Colorado, or you would prefer they stay away? I wasn't sure what you where you're going.
They can visit. That's fine. We just don't want to drive real estate up or anything.
He likes his privacy, so God bless him for
it. Exactly. Well, I have 10 acres. So I think I'm okay.
Yeah, true, true. All right, so I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you have copies of your brand-new CD to sell there at Our World Underwater this weekend. Is that right? Are you making the debut there or what?
I literally waited for the UPS driver and then jumped in the car. So I did not get a chance to send any to you. I will send you some per our discussion for the studio there.
Cool.
For some giveaways and what have you. But, yes, I have the brand-new ones. They're loving it. It's got some really special stuff like the Our World Underwater theme song. It's got the Dive Heart theme song on it.
Nice.
So everybody's kind of going nuts here. But, yeah, it's called Going Down. It's a brand-new CD, and we're rocking it up right here.
Nice. And that's a scuba, you know, Scubaribbean CD number 3. So you got, now you got Going Down, Wet Dreams, and Just a Scuba Cowboy, right?
Correct. Yes.
So we're
sticking with the sexual innuendo theme, if that's what you're getting at. Absolutely.
That's right. So you go and you go to Our World Underwater, you get a three-way of CDs.
Just a scuba cowboy who has wet dreams while going down.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It all fits. It's like it's almost a story.
It's almost like you planned it that way. God.
Almost.
Yeah. All right. So you're playing songs from the new CD, talking to a lot of folks. How is it busy, or what's the energy level there at Our World Underwater this weekend?
It's very, very busy. Today, especially Saturday, really kicked it off. I heard somebody say something earlier that it was the highest attendance yet.
But excellent.
I can't confirm that.
Right.
Once again, this is someone
very busy. A lot of excited people, for sure.
Dude, this is somebody from Colorado, man. And if they know from highest attendance, man, nobody knows it better than somebody you know from Colorado.
Right.
No, wait. Colorado folks don't speak like that.
It's a kind of a thing, you know what I mean?
He's from Colorado, not California. Bill.
I understand, man, that he's not like the surfer dude, man, but pretty soon, with this medical marijuana stuff, man, Colorado is going to all be talking like this, man.
Exactly. You know how it's, you know, the old saying, it's 5 o'clock somewhere? Well, in Colorado, it's 4:20 all the time.
It's 4:20 all the time? That means
4:20 all the time.
I'll explain it to you during the break. I'll draw diagrams.
Yeah, you'll have to explain that one to him, Bill.
Yeah, he will.
He's not hip to the lingo.
And that's actually the title of my next album. I'm actually doing, this is kind of funny, as long as we're on the sidetrack, I'm actually doing kind of a marijuana-friendly album, and it's called Rocky Mountain Higher.
Ah, I get it. I get it.
So
it's a little flashback thing there to John Denver.
I'm just saying. Well, you gotta cater to all the audiences, and certainly we have that audience as well.
Yeah, we might have. There might be a few of those. I don't know. But
there might be.
Yeah. All right, so you got that going on in Chicago. Have you been able to walk the show yourself, or you just been playing the whole time so far?
I have a little bit yesterday because it wasn't quite as busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been pretty stuck here today. But it, like I said, it's packed today.
Yeah, good.
It's definitely solid, and looks like lots of the same vendors. Everybody's having a good time, and happy to see me again. Of course, I'm happy to see them. It looks like maybe a couple of new big ones. I know Divers Direct, which is down in your area, they're actually here.
Wow. How about that? Well, good for them. All right.
So that's a new one that I noticed off the top of my head. But
yeah, interesting.
I'm sure there's other ones as well. But.
Yeah, well, good. Well, that's a good sign. People are going out there trying to shop their wares and products to jumpstart this dive industry, get it headed in the right direction, which it has been. It's been creeping up the last couple of years. That's always good for everybody. Because better business means more new products, more things for us to buy and play with underwater. Right, Pup?
Exactly. And I've met people today all the way from as far as Jersey and Minnesota and, of course, myself, Colorado, but even people from Kansas and Nebraska. I mean, so people, they enjoy the show.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
They do. Now, I heard from some of our past Scuba Radio Scuba Cruisers that you guys had a little reunion there without me from our last trip. Is that true?
It It happened. It wasn't really a planned thing, or if they planned it, they didn't tell me. But, yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, hey, Greg's not here. Let's go ahead and get together and have a good time.
That was pretty much. And for some reason, the alcohol lasts longer. I don't really understand that.
I don't know what you mean. That's not possible. Come on.
I don't know. They said something about they couldn't afford it or something.
Yeah. Well, they could. You never know. You never know. All right. Well, we got some time to plan for the next one. You're going to join us in Saba, St. Kitts for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. It's January 2014. So you got plenty of time to plan. You're going to be on board with us. You're excited about this one because you haven't done this itinerary, right, Pup?
I am so excited because I haven't done that itinerary. And, of course, having experienced Explorer Ventures, I'm ready to go anytime it's available. And, of course, getting away in January because it is cold in the winter. It's not quite as cold as it is out here, but I'm always happy to go on a dive trip in January.
Yeah, well,
I will never turn down a dive trip in January.
This is an awesome itinerary because we get to get off the boat a little bit and do some island tours in St. Kitts in the island of Saba. It's January 18th through the 25th. You fly into St. Kitts, then we cruise around Saba and Statia and St. Martin. We get off and we fly back from St. Martin. So you actually fly in and fly out of two different areas. Real easy to do flight-wise, by the way. It's a little intimidating for folks initially. But call Explore Ventures now and book it. You got plenty of time to plan your work schedule around for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine are going to be on board with us. Of course, the Scuba Cowboy. And we'll have a mermaid, myself, doing a radio show. It's going to be quite an event. Plus, Scuba Pro is going to be on board with some dive equipment for folks to hopefully try out. We're working on that as well. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. All right, so, big events in Miami. By the way, this Miami Boat Show, this international boat show they have down there every year, this is like the biggest boat show in the country, if not the world, as far as square footage. Big event for the boating industry. And because of that, some of the dive operators, especially in South Florida, dive companies like Neil has the Bimini Sands down there. They're exhibiting. The Bahamas are down there represented. A couple of the dive shops in the area and that kind of thing. They're going on and, promoting their wares and putting diving out there as an option for the boating and water enthusiasts in South Florida this weekend. And, of course, we got Our World Underwater. Also, they end up doing double duty. Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters, they're using at least one of their dive vessels is to help out the water taxi system down there at the Miami International Boat Show because it's so many people. They have to recruit more boats to get people around to the different venues to showcase these different elements of the boating industry. And I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but, Bill, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
But I was hanging with Jeff. He was preparing for the Miami International Boat Show this weekend. He has a new boat coming online here in the next few weeks, and the name of his new vessel is the Black Pearl.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, so we're going to have the option, everyone will have the option to go dive
the Black Pearl,
and get on there and do the whole pirate thing. And, when you go dive on the Black Pearl, You evidently get all the chicks that Johnny Depp does. That's
when you dive off the Black Pearl.
Yeah,
tell them that's a saber wound. Don't tell them that it's a basal cell carcinoma that you got removed. Don't tell them this stupid great white shark baby seal story. Tell them you blocked a saber with your forearm.
And while I was sword fighting that guy with the chest, the dead man guy, what's his name?
The squid guy.
The squid face guy.
Davy Jones?
Yeah, that guy. No? That won't work.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Eric Stone. Eric Stone Band performing up and down the Florida Keys right now. Just go into a local bar and ask them, hey, where's Eric? And they'll say, oh, yeah, he'll be here tomorrow night. I mean, he knows everybody. But if you're down there cruising through, doing some diving, you know, check out some of the local watering holes that have bands play, guy playing a guitar and stuff. And you might stumble across Eric and his crew, the Eric Stone Band. Good, just great music. To kick back and relax too after a day out on the water when you're in the Florida Keys. Yeah?
Bill? I just called the Captain Slate because I told him I was going to call him in 15 minutes, and I just called him and his phone's off again. He may be back in another seminar. That's what happened. He was in a seminar at Our World Underwater.
Ah, okay.
And turn off his phone. So hopefully if that line rings again, it'll be Captain Slate.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. We're trying to connect with him because he has several things going on. You know, as we get closer to March, middle of March, that's when spring break kicks in. And we're talking about doing something down there, possibly in the Keys with Captain Slate, a scuba radio spring break. Because he already has, like, a crap load of divers coming in from, you know, FSU, from University of Gainesville, all the college kids come down there. And, you know, they don't just go out to the beach and party and stuff. Some of them actually do something constructive, like go diving for a few days. And then they go to the beach and start drinking heavily and stuff. So I figured, hey, why don't we tag on to something like that or see if we couldn't...
It's been several weeks since I've gotten a restraining order. I should go with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a while since I've participated in any spring break activities. I figured, why not? Bill's been working out. We could do a wet T-shirt contest. Show these kids what they've been... Show them how they really used to do spring break right.
Yeah.
You think?
Hey, you whippersnappers. I remember back when I went to spring break.
All right, who wants to hose them down? And then it's like a chain reaction of pukers, maybe. But then, you know, that's what spring break is.
We'd go down to Atlantic City in our one-piece bathing suits.
Really? Was it a one-piece?
It was a one-piece. Had stripes.
Well, who knows? But I don't know. Scuba Radio Spring Break. We could do something like that. You think, Bill?
No. I don't think we could.
I think we could. We could just tell these kids how to have a good time and help in, you know, we could enhance it slightly. Keep them out of trouble. You know, pay off a local bail bondsman. Make sure no one's, you know, arrested, that kind of thing.
I think they count
do some
on
diving.
This. I think they count on the spring break season to get them through the balance of the year.
Is that what it is?
It's Christmas for bail bondsmen.
Well, true. Could be. But anyway, we're talking to Slate about that. And who knows? I think, if nothing else, it could make a really great episode for his TV project. That's what I want to kind of get the update on.
Why do you want to get his TV project canceled?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you kind of wonder, are we the kiss of death for TV? Scuba Radio could be the kiss of death for any TV project that we talk about. Because that seems to be what happened last week when I was asked to do something with the Jeff Probst talk show. Next thing you know, they're canceled. And I wasn't asked. It was just, they didn't even have to ask. They just had to inquire to someone else. They didn't even get to us. We didn't even have any direct communication. It was just the mention of Scuba Radio that got him thrown off the air by CBS.
Actually, what happened was Probst was in his office speaking on the intercom system to his producer and said, why don't you call Greg Holt? And immediately they shut down the operation.
You think it's what it was?
Yep. Hmm. You made it to someone's to-do list, and they said, well, that's enough of this nonsense.
Right. Yeah, to-do, with emphasis on do.
Do-do.
Yeah. Anyway, so, I have faith that Cap'n Slate's project won't be sabotaged by us. It's just too good. You know Cap'n Slate. I know Cap'n Slate. You know, initially, I guess the idea was called Clean Slate, and they followed him around for a week or two, and I can't imagine how much time the editor had to work on getting this this little demo reel that they're shopping to Discovery and Animal Planet and all these guys, presentable. But it will be a hit.
I'm hoping he gets picked up by the Learning Channel and they bring Honey Boo Boo down.
You got Hunter, his kid, who's like a miniature Slate, Slate Mini-Me. He's a character in his own right. And all the people that interface with him and run into this dive operation down there, Cap'n Slate's Atlantis Dive Center, I'm telling you, that is a TV gold mine. It will be hilarious. It'll make Honey Boo Boo look like yesterday's news.
Look like a fat little stupid kid?
Yeah, because...
Honey Boo Boo look like a fat little stupid kid. I can't even imagine a scenario where that might happen.
I'm telling you, it'll be way more entertaining, but just as colorful. Okay, you know what I'm saying? He's quite a character. And Cap'n Slate was the first guest that I had on Scuba Radio for that specific reason. I was like, when I started this show over 15 years ago, when I came up with the idea, I thought, who are we going to...
When you came up with the idea. When you came up with the idea of, hey, if we start a radio show about scuba, maybe somebody else will pay for my scuba diving.
Well, it was how can I dive on company time? Yeah. Well, do a dive show. Yeah, that was the purpose. But then it was like, okay, what are we going to talk about? Who are we going to talk to?
Let's talk to the guy who feeds fish with his face.
Right.
Let's talk to that dude.
That guy has to be thoroughly entertaining, or at least twisted enough that we could fill up a few minutes of time. Little did I know this guy was even crazier than he came off in those pictures that I'd seen in Skin Diver magazine back in the day. And I'm sure these guys that filmed him probably had heard the same thing. And then they got to know him a little bit and realized, like, oh, my God, this guy is the real deal. He really is quite entertaining and just a really nice guy, too. Cap'n Slate is just so much fun to hang out with and just accommodating, but extremely entertaining and on many levels. So it could be a great show. Clean Slate was supposedly the initial title, but now they've changed it, I guess, to Real Slate. And it's being shopped to, like, Discovery, Animal Planet, Tia, who knows?
We know.
But it's getting some, evidently, it's been turning some heads. The people that they've been playing it for are seriously looking at doing something with this.
If you're a TV executive, and we know TV executives listen to this program because if they hear that we might be involved, they cancel those shows.
Right. But this is before it's even started, so we're safe. Or he's safe.
Well, no, it's better because we're not actually involved in any way except for that we like the guy.
Well, that's not necessarily true because, like, the Scuba Radio Spring Break idea.
Do not.
They might find that to be a good...
Do not kill this man's show.
Can you imagine the episode where Bill the producer, we do Scuba Radio Spring Break with Cap'n Slate, and Bill the producer does a wet t-shirt contest. He's the main attraction. I'm the MC. And that's just, that's TV gold, man.
I can't imagine me doing a wet t-shirt contest in front of three 75-year-old women at a tiki hut. I can see it. I can picture it now.
These would be like FSU girls.
They wouldn't stay.
Oh, no, they would be... they would be quarantined off where they could not escape.
It would I see. You really have thought this through.
Oh, yeah.
You've already got a chloroform budget.
The whole area around Camp Slate's Tiki Hut, it's all fenced in. There's no escape. We get them in there. They come off the dive boat. They have nowhere to go except to have to watch this.
I understand.
And then we get their expressions. And, you know,
and hopefully they're new divers, and we tell them, well, you know, really, you need to sit down and rest and rehydrate for at least 30 minutes before you leave. We can't let you go. It's a safety thing.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about diving, and then we'll have, you know, this wet T-shirt extravaganza. We'll have the scuba cowboy playing some music, maybe. Maybe a mermaid or two. And Captain Slate belching in between each segment. What do you think? I'm telling you,
you
that's,
have thought about this altogether too much, quite honestly.
You know what? They ought to just hire me as a line producer for his show. I would. There he is, Captain Slate's recall system. Yeah. So anyway, we'll see how that progresses, and you know, that's one of the many things that we're working on. That obviously you'll have an opportunity to participate in or avoid.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantas to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry, and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
So we have just a few minutes left. I wanted to tackle a bit of a topic that always gets brought up here periodically on the show via email by a listener or two, or I see it myself when I'm out on the dive boat, and I don't even know what to do. Now, I'm a little bit unique sometimes when we go out and do some of our trips and stuff, because I will be working with a dive operator, the owner, or something like that because of what we do with our radio show. But maybe some of our crew members will come up to me and says, okay, Greg, we've been on this dive trip here today. And, you know, what should we do about tipping the crew? Do you have a suggestion? How much should it be? Who do we give it to? That kind of thing. And you know what? It's a tricky question sometimes. And, it gets asked quite a bit. If you just Google this online, God knows there's a billion articles on diving or tipping on a dive boat. And how do you do it? Should you do it? How much should you do it? Who do you give it to? And then, and honestly, who do you give it to is the biggest thing for me. Because when I personally go out and I'm interfacing with the owner or the captain because of our radio show, that's who I'll give my tip to. But generally, if you are a diver on a dive boat, and Bill, you can back me up on this.
I can.
The dive masters and the crew people are the ones that are really working for tips.
Right.
Now, everybody gets some tips. A captain is usually a salaried position that works for the company if he's not the owner himself. And, of course, they should get some tip as well. But it's really the dive masters are the ones that sometimes that's all they're getting. The only money they get is a tip from the dive guests based on how well they have catered to those guests. So that would be my tip to you, that if you're on the dive boat, those are the guys you want to look out for. Now, of course, it's based on their performance. I mean, if they ignored you or you didn't like what they did, well, maybe they need to be penalized accordingly. But if they, you know, helped you out with your gear and helped you into the water, kept an eye out for you, showed you some cool stuff underwater, those are the guys that you should take care of. And say, you know, let's say you're paying $60, $70 for a, you know, one tank, two, you know, dive trip or two tank dive trip down in South Florida or the Keys or something like that. What, you throw them like a 10, $5, something like that, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Well, that's what I would do, yes.
Yeah. I think that's pretty basic. But the thing is, you got to keep in mind is that these guys are just working for tips. I don't really like it when they put it right in your face and there's a big tip jar and they're asking for it at the end of it. I like them to be a little bit more, you know, more passive about tips. But divers should know this up front, well, you know?
I think the biggest hassle is, especially in the Caribbean, I think they deal with a lot of people that come from different cultures. We as Americans are used to conceptually tipping.
Right.
It's just something we're used to. A lot of European cultures, that's not how it works. You don't tip in every restaurant.
Yeah,
you
yeah. It's like Canadians think we're crazy or
right.
something.
Right. Absolutely right. Because Canadians, if you go to a restaurant, the servers are paid.
Right.
But they're usually paid minimum wage. Mm-hmm. But it's not like here where they're paid $2.13 an hour.
All right. So your point would be to find out at least the local culture.
I like it better if the captain told us how to tip. If the captain said to us, this is how it works on this ship, with the operations, like with Explorer Ventures, if the captain came out and said, the way that we do this is the dive instructors, the dive masters on this trip get a little bit of money, but they primarily work for tips. And it would be great if you could
have a tip
that reflects what you're getting from them. The reason that these guys are so helpful, while you see them at mealtime, while you see them in the evening,
the
is
liveaboards.
Because they know that they're going to be working for tips.
Yeah, but the liveaboards are a little bit more structured, and they do. They inform
Absolutely
the
right.
passengers and pretty much all the dive operations where you live on them. They'll give you a pretty good idea up front. Like, here's what you know, is generally average, but you do what you feel is right, blah, blah, blah. And they kind of have that guy. I'm thinking more of day boat stuff.
I understand.
Where it's not really clear cut. You don't really know up front. And don't be shy to ask the captain, because he really is the one that's going to know. Like, okay, how do you guys handle tips here? Or do you pass around a tip jar or whatever? And if you ever feel uncomfortable, you give your money to the captain and say, could you disperse this to the crew as you see fit?
I'd like to see it posted at the area where you rent gear, too. I like
what,
to see
how they
how they handle tips. If they say everything is included in the cost that you've paid, and there's no reason for you to tip, they put a sign there. If they said, feel free to tip your dive.
Well, very few places will say, we don't want you to tip.
I understand that. No. I do understand that. But if that was the case, post that as your policy. If your policy is that it is you are welcome to tip your dive masters, leave the tip here for your dive master at the rental center.
Well, right.
Something like that. If they, I think it would be better if every operation kind of posted what their policy is. So that you didn't have to ask. Why would you have to ask every time? That's just so silly.
Well, no. I mean, if you're not sure what the system is or how they...
Well, maybe they pay their dive masters.
They might have a different type of thing on every boat.
Yeah. I mean, on every operation, you have to understand the people that come are not people that are there every week. They're not people that are there every month.
They don't know what the system is. But talk to the captain. You can be proactive that way.
Or the operations could be proactive and say, hey... We'll put this information out there for you to see.
Okay, or you could be proactive on yourself. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't really like them telling you what to
do. How about the dive masters on the ship wear a t-shirt that says, I accept tips?
Okay. Yeah, but then I might misread that, and then I'll flash them. And that would be...
It should be up to the employer.
That would be a bonus tip,
for sure.
It should
be up to the employer.
All right, we'll leave it at that for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better...
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody. And don't forget the tip.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.